Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here at Getaway Friday, September the 3rd, 2021. It is Labor Day weekend for all of us here in Marion, Ohio, and around the country. 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. You know what I always think about when we get to Labor Day weekend? Number one, it's the official end of summer, and the cooler temperatures that have come over the last few days kind of signify that, and I think it's going to remain that way over the next week. Not that we couldn't have some warm temperatures in late September or in October, but, you know, it's kind of feeling like fallish weather, certainly here in the morning. But what Labor Day always signifies to me is the meaning. Because I think people understand the meaning of Memorial Day. I think people understand the meaning of the 4th of July. And we kind of celebrate Labor Day the same way. People have three-day weekends. They go out and they do things. They celebrate. They go to the beach. They have cookouts and so on and so forth. But I don't know if people really know what Labor Day is all about. It's kind of an amorphous holiday. Memorial Day, most people go and visit the graves, and there are Memorial Day celebrations in cemeteries for fallen soldiers and things of that nature. And the 4th of July, of course, is Independence Day. We celebrate the independence of our country, and we're very proud of America on the 4th of July. But Labor Day, there's really no celebration. And Labor Day is here because of the labor movement, unions, and the 8-hour workday, and the 40-hour work week, and things of that nature. And I don't know how many people know that. I don't even know if people know what the significance of Labor Day is. Now, does anybody want to call in right off the bat this morning and tell us the significance of Labor Day in their mind, or what it signifies, and does it signify the working person? Because really, that's who we're honoring here today, this weekend, on Monday especially, but it seems to get lost in the hubbub for some reason. We should remember the troops, and we do. We should remember the independence of this country. We do. We should remember all the things that Christmas and Thanksgiving celebrate, and Veterans Day, and Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and President's Day. But do we celebrate the working person on Labor Day? Do we do that? You know, it's strange to me because all other holidays, even days that aren't holidays, people now celebrate. National Donut Day, and Best Friends Day, and Grandparents Day, and so on and so forth. But we really don't celebrate Labor Day in that way. And it's a national holiday. It's a federal holiday. But I don't know why it gets left in the dirt. Does anybody have any idea or reasoning behind that? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Why does Labor Day get left in the dirt? Why don't we recognize the labor movement? Why don't we recognize unions? Why don't we just simply recognize the working person? Is anybody going to do anything for the 9-to-5ers today, or the 2-to-10ers, or the third shifters? I don't know. And what could you do? What could you do as we head into Monday? There's still time to celebrate it. I don't know why a cookout is the celebration of this, but a lot of people do that. I've done that in the past. Give me a buzz. See, nobody knows how to celebrate this day any better than I do, because nobody's calling in at this point. 740-383-9944. Why no celebration of the labor movement on Labor Day weekend? Now, another thing I want to talk about here this morning is COVID And I hate to get on this right off the bat this morning, but clearly there are some issues going on right now. Marion City Schools right off the bat. Okay, well, we're getting a phone call here. Let's do this, and then we'll come back here. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott. How you doing this morning?
Oh, good. Good to hear from you.
Well, I'm just sitting here talking. I'm sitting here listening to you talk about celebration of Labor Day. Scott, if you can, well, you ain't old enough to remember back about Labor Day Union. Union, see, I'm an old timer. I'm getting along there, and I know about celebration Labor Day. Labor Day is your independent day. That is your day. That everybody don't have a right over it. You know what I'm saying? And then the union supported that. Labor Day is for the end of the. Your day, let's put it that way. Our day, your day, and everybody's day, and somebody don't have every right in the world to tell you what to do and what not to do and when to do. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I agree, but I just am confused because in the last 100, 150 years, I think people have forgotten that people died for the 8-hour workday. People died for the 40-hour work week, and unions, they've got a bad reputation now because of businesses leaving the country, but unions kept families going, kept mothers at home if they wanted to do that, kept raises and retirement plans going in this country for many years, and for the country or the companies that still have them, they still do that.
Scott, back, I've been a union guy all my life, okay? And majority of the workforce people back, if they didn't want to work on that day, particular day, they didn't have to. See, that was the day for you, and regardless what you were working at, you didn't have to work if that was your choice. Well, you know what I'm saying? And they couldn't force you to work on that day. Well, if you was, well, I'm saying, like I said, I'm a union guy. I've been there, you know. And if this was a union job, see, I'd get it. I was a union steward representing the union, and it would be people that wanted to work, and then there was a whole bunch of that didn't want to work. You know what I'm saying? Well, majority usually won. You know, if these people don't want to work, you know, that's their rights. And you to come in and do their job and, you know, that ain't right either. If you was on a union job, that didn't work back then. Back years ago, if you was a union guy and the Labor Day come along and you needed to want it off unless it's a have-to case, you know, some things just pretty well had to go on, and maybe they had to keep union guys or whatever there at that day. But to just to come in to work on this union job, it's because you wanted to work on it, and the majority, like I said, the majority didn't. That was their day. Well, that didn't go over too good at all. I mean, it just didn't work well. Let's put it that way. But now, they don't pay no mind to. They don't pay no mind to Labor Day. They don't realize what Labor Day really stands for. It stands for the working class people, rights. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, and that's my...
Is your right.
Well, that's my question. How did we get away from that to where Labor Day really has no meaning at all now except a three-day weekend?
Well, like I say, majority of people don't even know about it. They don't know what Labor Day means. They don't know what Labor Day really represented back. Well, it still does if you think about it. And we've got no union hardly anymore at all. Like I said, I've been a union guy all my life. See, I know about this stuff back. Well, it should be the same now, but we got so many un-union stuff. So people just about forgot about Labor Day. Let's put it that way.
Well, it's interesting because in a working class town like Chicago, now I don't know if they still do this, but in Chicago for many, many, many years, they would hold rallies and they would hold demonstrations in public parks on Labor Day talking about what people did, you know, the Haymarket riots, and people did die to get these rights, to have an eight-hour workday, working rights for children, all this stuff, and that's all been forgotten. Now, we certainly don't forget the soldiers on Memorial Day, and we certainly don't forget the independence of this country on the 4th of July, but all that stuff with Labor Day, which has happened in more recent times, it's all been blown out the window.
Yeah, see, Scott, you're right there. You're talking about Chicago. You're talking about a lot of places. Yeah. What people done went through to get Labor Day rights. You know, the working class people, let's put it that way. What they went through to carry that out and make that official day, a lot of people died for that. And, well, it's almost the same way with the wars, Scott. What our troops went through, what our country went through to keep us safe. Let's put it that way. See, they just about forgot that. You know, like World War One and World War Two, especially World War Two. A lot of people can remember that very well. It's very old, but the younger generation, they weren't around. They don't know about it. On the same way with your union. You know, majority of people don't even know about union. But you take the old-timers, pretty well knows what the unions went through to support our Independence Day. Let's put it that way. It's almost the same way as the war. What they went through to keep us safe and so on and so forth. Well, the union was the same way back years ago. Now they don't even recognize either one of them. So I don't know. I don't know.
So
you know,
what?
Scott, you don't have, in a workplace, you don't have no rights no more. Let's put it that away. Am I right, or am I wrong? I think
that's right. So what do we do? Because we have gotten better about Memorial Day. There was a time there where people didn't even really give that a whole lot of thought. We're better at that now. So how do we get Labor Day back to some kind of semblance, at least where people know what it's about? I think maybe we should have rallies.
Well, Scott, there's not enough of old-timers to support a right to mount anything. Like I said, we got too many young generation that don't even know what Labor Day stands for. You follow me?
Oh, and that's the problem.
For instance, the union, you know, how many union members of union jobs we got in town? They ain't even enough to hold a softball game or whatever union. But we still got a few. And, I mean, we've got some big organizations. See, I worked at Honda a lot. Let's put it that way. Well, Honda don't support the union whatsoever, never did. But they were nice. They were nice to the union workers that was there. The union workers built their stuff. Let's put it that way. And I couldn't ask for any better people to work for, but still, they were ununion. And now today, they're still ununion. And they treat their people fairly well. They treat them pretty good. But I do know one thing. You do your job at Honda, and you're not going to stay there very long. So, I was a union guy, and, well, you got to respect the employer. You must make the guy money, or you can't stay there either. Let's put it that way. I always said you do a day's work on a state pay. So, people anymore, they want to do half a day's work and get paid for all day. Well, Scott, that a company can't stay in business like that. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, and I think the unions will forever have a bad reputation because when President Reagan deregulated the country with the help of Congress and the Senate, that it gave the unions bargaining tools, like in Michigan where the car plants were, it took their bargaining tool away, because for the first time now unions could go overseas, and obviously you didn't have to fight with a union over there. You used to have to there were regulations that you could not do this. So when things were deregulated in the 1980s, companies moved overseas. So they blame the unions for that. Well, we blame the unions here in Marion for the loss of Tecumseh. We blame the union. And if you go back and watch news stories of that, the story was the company got tired of dealing with striking employees. So I think unions right now have a bad name, the ones that still exist, and it came from the 1980s, and maybe that's why we don't acknowledge Labor Day. And all these news shows that have nothing but time to fill, they don't even acknowledge Labor Day.
No. You're true. Unions hurt Marion tremendously. I'll have to go along with you. I'll have to. There are two ways to look at it, Scott. The way I see it, union or no union. If this company ain't making this company money, they cannot stay in business. You know that as well as, I mean, you know, if somebody's working for you, if they ain't making you money or keeping your head, at least keeping your head above water, if you're going under every once in a while, you're going to drown that bit. So there you go. For instance, Compsy, if they wasn't making no money, the union ought to step back and say, hey, they ain't making no money. What we're doing ain't helping them, so we got to figure out to help them so they can help us. So there you go, and they didn't do it. They just, well, we got to close.
Do you think
somebody ain't making you no money, you can't keep them.
Well, do you think it's odd, and I'm not saying what people people should do. But do you think it's odd, like with Marion, we can go back to Tecumseh, that was probably the biggest. It happened with the shovel, though, too, so that's right up there. But don't you think it's interesting that when the people, now these are your neighbors, your grandparents, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your neighborhood people, your co-workers, don't you think it's odd that when labor strikes, like at Tecumseh, and like they did at the shovel, and there were other plants in town where this happened, when labor strikes, most of society sides with management that doesn't work there. And I always find that odd because they don't know management. Management usually is in a different state. They're just giving orders. They don't really know what the situation is in the local plant. They probably visit it four times a year. But for some reason, I don't know if it's jealousy that they want more wage. I don't know if it's that thing of, you know, you can afford to buy a better car than I do, so I don't want you to have it. But the people, the public sentiment, always blames the unions, and they blame the worker. They blame the union for losing Tecumseh. Why didn't they blame the management? Management had to pull out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, that's not the case. It hardly ever works that way. It's always the worker, always the union. Now, like I say, Honda is a big place. A lot of people work. A lot of people, Whirlpool's the same way. See, Whirlpool's a union too. It's got a lot of people works. Now, if you do your job, like I say, I've been around Honda quite a while. And if you've done your job, he was treated all right. But now, Scott, like a semi line, I don't know if you're familiar with a semi line or not. I assume you are. You've got a job to do. You've got to do that job because you can't pass it on to this other guy down from you a little ways because he's got a job to do too. He cannot do your job and keep his job going too. There you go, see. If you can't make a company some money or at least keep them afloat, you can't stay there.
Well, that's
what I blame the union a lot for.
Well, that's true. But, you know, it's odd because I know, and I'm not saying this would ever happen, and I don't think it will, but if Whirlpool would strike and Whirlpool would pull out of Marion, everybody would blame the worker. They would blame the union. They would not blame the big conglomerate that's Whirlpool. So, I don't know. I don't. There was a day in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and 20s, 30s, when people did side with the union. I know there were days when people who didn't even work at these plants, who didn't work at these places that had unions, would go and stand next to the worker. They would not cross the picket line to get hired to keep the business running. That's gone now.
Yeah. Well, see, Scott, respect. You know, the people stood with the union back then for respect. They got respect. You know, if you were a union member, you got respect in the union organization, and really, majority of the people supported. Now, you don't get no respect. You don't get no respect for each other no more. You understand what I'm saying?
It's a different day.
Dog eat dog, and then when the dog gets through eating dogs, they turn around and eat the cat. So, if I'm a floating okay, fully on the other person. Scott, that's wrong. We all live in this world, and we all should respect each other.
And we better figure it out.
I got respect for the person that's running up down the street. I don't know his circumstances, but majority of them don't want to work, and the majority of them not going to work. But I still have respect for the guy. he's got to pay the, if he gets it, he got to pay the same price I do. And that's the same way with, now, that's the same way with the underpaid people. Scott, I don't understand how the underpaid people can compete. Well, you know they don't, majority of them don't, with the people that's getting big pay. See, these guys out here making $30, $40 an hour, and this other little guy here paying $10 to $15, he got to pay the same price that that guy does at $40, $50 or whatever. See, I don't see that. And you take the retired people, Social Security people, that's been retired, say, 20, 30 years. Well, when you sign up on Social Security, that's it. I mean, you don't get no raise. I mean, you don't get no income beyond what you signed up for, other than maybe cost of living. How much is that? And then they take that for Medicare. How they got to pay the same price that this guy is making big dollars. You understand what I'm saying? And for some reason, I just can't hardly see that being right.
It's
how can that guy that's making a third of what that other guy's making survive with this guy that's making all that money? I mean, you follow me?
I do.
I just don't know. I can't really understand that. So I think if a guy was person was making only half what that other person paid, I think he ought to have a decrease in his cost of whatever he's got to handle, like food especially. I don't know the answer to it, but it is. When I retired back years ago, it's been a while. I live good when I retired. Now, I ain't got no raise, 20, 30 years? Ben, how am I supposed to compete with these $40 an hour people now? Huh? Think about it.
I agree. Well, hey, it's so good to hear from you, and maybe we'll solve this problem. Happy Labor Day.
Yeah, the same to you. God bless you, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, see, that's a call that I like. That's the type of call I like, where we can have a real conversation, because that's what this medium is really about. You can't do that with the newspaper. You can't do that to the television. Television doesn't take phone calls anymore. But radio, we have the time, we have the vehicle to take a call like that and have a discussion. Now, if the line was ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So weigh in. I want to hear your opinion, too, here. First hour, we'll do news here, and then maybe we'll get some trivia and do some fun things here as we head into Labor Day weekend. But 740-383-9944, what are your thoughts on Labor Day and everything that was just said? Why do we not celebrate it like it was celebrated at one point? Does anybody even really know the meaning of Labor Day? Do people realize that people were killed to get the 8-hour workday and the 40-hour work week? And why do unions always take the blame when a company leaves town? Like Tecumseh here is probably the best example. I don't know if people really blame the shovel. I don't know if that was blamed on the unions or not. It certainly didn't get the publicity like Tecumseh did when they left town. But give me a buzz here if you have any thoughts on that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do want to let you know we did get a message here from the city that a lot of streets are going to be shutting down next week for the big popcorn festival. So get ready for that. There's a whole lot of these. It's a long list here, so I'm going to give you the best I can, but give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. The City of Marion is announcing that detours in the downtown Marion area will get underway at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, September the 7th, to accommodate activities for the upcoming Marion Popcorn Festival being held September 9th through 11th. Streets will remain closed until the festival's conclusion at midnight on Saturday and may remain closed into the early early hours of Sunday morning for festival cleanup. Detours during the festival will occur for the following streets: Center Street, Church Street, Main Street, Prospect Street, and Oak Street. In preparation for the popcorn parade, the closure of several area streets will occur on Thursday, September the 9th. The following streets will be closing beginning at 5 p.m. and remain closed until the parade units have cleared the street: Forest Lawn Boulevard, Chicago Avenue, Johnson Street, Boone Avenue, Pennsylvania Avenue, Kenmore Avenue, and the following streets will be closed until the conclusion of the parade: East Center, South State, South Vine, East Church, and South High. Due to the various street closures taking place in preparation for the Popcorn Festival Parade on Thursday, September the 9th, Marion Area Transit will be making final pickups at 2 p.m. with final drop-offs scheduled for 2:30 p.m. Normal operating hours will resume on Friday, September the 11th. And that's what will be happening with the Popcorn Parade later on this week. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Would love to talk to you about Labor Day and other things. Oh, I did want to talk a little bit about COVID, because it's getting all kinds of news in the paper, and we didn't get a chance to talk about it yesterday, but Marion City Schools, before the school year started, Dr. Ron Arusi, the superintendent, was on and said there was going to be a mask mandate, and they took a lot of heat for this, a lot of heat. There was a school board meeting in which there was some outcry. I attended that school board meeting, and it was a very highly contested issue. Now, at the time, a lot of the reasoning that I was hearing from people as to why they were angry with Marion City Schools was because we have five school districts in this county. The other districts were not doing this. Well, what a difference 2 weeks makes. Really, less than 2 weeks, school has been back in. Ridgedale now, because of quarantining that would have to happen, they had students that had COVID tested positive, and because those students had come in contact with so many people who were not wearing masks and were not vaccinated, I think the number was 85 students would have had to be quarantined, which would have basically shut Ridgedale down. So guess what? Ridgedale now has a mask mandate. So now Marion City and Ridgedale have mask mandates. Well, then we go out to River Valley, which I believe is the second biggest school district in the area behind Marion City. Well, River Valley is not in school today. And guess what? River Valley is not, this is not a normal day off. They should be in school today. What happened? Well, a lot of people got COVID, and people weren't wearing masks. People weren't vaccinated. There was going to be a lot of quarantining. So guess what? River Valley is closed today. They are doing deep cleaning out at the school right now. And when they return to class on Tuesday after Labor Day, River Valley will have a mask mandate in place. So at this point, three of the five districts in Marion, as of Tuesday, 2 weeks into the school year, will have mask mandates. Now, the reason I bring this up, number one, we can talk numbers all day long and so on and so forth. These are not numbers. These are people who tested positive in the district, and it was such a high level that schools have been forced into these mandates. I don't think River Valley wanted to do it. I don't think Ridgedale wanted to do it. I don't think Marion City wanted to do it. I think Marion City just got out in front of the problem, realizing what the problem was going to be. And now I think River Valley and Ridgedale have more or less been forced into it because of the cases. So you can believe what you want to believe about COVID, and I don't think anybody should be chastised for their beliefs. I'm just telling you the story. And that's what's going on in Marion, if you don't happen to have a kid in school at this particular point. Now, I don't know what's going on at Pleasant and Elgin. Haven't heard anything there yet. Those are the two holdouts here. Does anybody know anything about Pleasant or Elgin when it comes to this? And what do you make of what's happened here? River Valley closed today, not a day they were supposed to be closed, for deep cleaning and to get ready for the mask mandate that's coming on Tuesday. And Ridgedale already has went to the mask mandate. Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I'll say this publicly on the air, that whether or not you agree with the vaccinations, whether or not you agree with the mask mandates in school, you certainly have to look at Marion City right now and say that it seems as if they did the right thing before the school doors were ever opened. Now, that will be left up for each individual person to judge, but I wonder if the parents will be as outraged at River Valley and Ridgedale now that they have a mask mandate in place as well, because they certainly were outraged at Marion City. And I kept hearing that well, the county schools don't have it. Well, 10 days into the school year, two of the county schools do have it now, and we're pretty much forced into it. You can read the literature on this, but pretty much forced into it. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. 52 minutes past the hour. Do you have any thoughts on Labor Day? Do you have any thoughts on what's going on with the school system? Does anybody have any information on Pleasant and Elgin at this point? What's going on in those districts? 740-383-9944. I'd love any information that you do have. And as we just said, the Popcorn Festival is coming up in less than a week now. And is that going to be the same kind of problem? Are we going to say, oh, well, you know, let's go ahead and do this, and it won't be as bad as we think, and then afterwards, we have problem? I don't know. I don't know. And I guess for people who want freedom of choice, this is your freedom of choice. You can go to the Popcorn Festival if you want, and see what happens, I guess. Wear a mask, don't wear a mask, get vaccinated, don't get vaccinated. I don't know. It's an interesting world right now, but those are the big news stories going around at this particular point. Phone line again is open, and would love to hear your opinion, whether it's a positive one or a negative one at this point. We would just like to hear what you have to say about Labor Day or the pandemic that's continually going on at this particular point. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Would like to hear from you. Do want to remind you that the Tiffin Flea Market is going on. They only have two weekends left, September 11th and 12th, and October 2nd and 3rd. Free admission, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Two weekends left, September 11th and 12th, and October 2nd and 3rd. Now, the Dinner with the Presidents is coming up as well. That'll be Saturday, November 6th, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Don't miss that. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott.
Yeah.
The biggest thing with the Marion Power Shovel was the downturn on coal, you know, and the shovel. At one point, they used to build small shovels and stuff, but they, you know, took several years, and all they wanted to do was build those multi-million drag lines and great big shovels.
But didn't the shovel, as a company not as big, just move to another state?
What was this now?
I thought when the shovel left here, and I'm not sure what the case still is, but I thought not as big, but the company itself stayed in business and moved to a different state.
No, a different company bought them out.
Right, right.
And, you know, took, you know, what they wanted from the shovel and scrapped and auctioned off what they didn't want.
But wasn't the shovel a union shop?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was no discord with the union. They just weren't producing any money anymore.
Well, you know, people weren't buying those multi-million dollar shovels and drag lines. And then the shovel was, you know, the theft that occurred through the shovel with tools and stuff taken from there, and the plans and drawings, you know, other machine shops, you know, got a hold of, you know, their plans and drawings, and they was able to make repair parts, you know, so that hurt the shovel too, because, you know, there was other companies, you know, that was going after the repair, you know, parts for the shovels, and was offering it cheaper, you know.
Well, what do you make of Tecumseh? I mean, we did blame the worker at Tecumseh, and I believe the company did say, we've had so much trouble with the unions that we're getting out of here.
Well, I think the union was partly at fault there, but I think Tecumseh ultimately wanted to, you know, the company ultimately wanted to shut that place down, too.
I don't know. It's interesting. But I appreciate the information on the shovel. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Hi. Here to pick up tickets? No. Can I help you? Okay. 740-383-9944. Just give me a buzz here if you have anything to say, and we will get it done. 740-383-9944. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, no problem. 740-383-9944, talking about the COVID situation in the schools here in Marion County and Marion City, and the Labor Day movement. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We'll get into some other topics later on. If the phone's been ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling in. Got a chance to see George Kosotis yesterday. Had a lot of fun with that. Hadn't seen George in quite a while, and he's always a lot of fun. And I'm glad he was able to come in and still put on the tuxedo. So maybe we'll get George in here again soon, because I know a lot of people like to listen to him. He spent many years on this station with Charlie, and maybe we'll get him back here to do some stuff. It's always fun to talk with George about memories of the past, that is for sure. 740-383-9944. Just give me a buzz, and we will talk about it. Would you like to hear George back on the air? I know a lot of people would. He was in here yesterday, and we were talking about some things going on. You know, little... I wonder what George thinks about these Cardinals. I had to drive through downtown Marion this morning on the way here, and I saw the Cardinal in front of the... Beauty Academy. You know, they're interesting. They certainly are interesting. But I'll tell you, when people speak out against these Cardinals, and I'm not saying I'm speaking out against them, you know, if you want to put the Cardinals up, put the Cardinals up. But people don't like you speaking out against them, and maybe it does go back to that thing of we're not doing anything, so that somebody is doing something is good. But I've heard a lot of people say they were scary. I don't know. It could be. It very well could be. Oh, I did want to mention this, and maybe we'll get more into this yesterday. Lady Justice came off the top of the courthouse, I believe it was yesterday, for some restoration. That's very interesting. Up there for many, many years. Of course, our own Charlie Evers helped put that back on top of the courthouse. Back, I think it was 1980 or 81. And yesterday it came down to be cleaned again. Only took 40 years to get it cleaned. I think half her head was missing, which was very strange. I didn't realize that half her head was missing, and I don't know what would have even caused that. I guess wear and tear over the years. Well, guess what? We're going to go to break here. Come back. If you want to talk Lady Justice or the Cardinals, we can do that next hour or do other things. Everybody, go enjoy a little breakfast. We'll be back here in about 15 minutes.
So 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The voices you want to hear. From Mr. McFeely, from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
What is something, because it's years later now, that would have been a huge show at the time, like a Dr. Quinn, like a David Letterman?
Uh-huh.
You okay? Okay.
Yeah.
The chair buckled over there. Okay. For people listening, you know, something that came in that would have been huge.
a huge...
Lost me at the time. A huge show he did not do
because of something.
Because he thought, you know, it's just not me.
Yes, there is. Now, our chair keeper over there tells us we're almost up out of time.
I just about didn't survive that. Oh, my goodness.
but we have to. We didn't. That's the question. You don't know it, evidently,
yeah.
Right?
I'd like to have a prize. I'm hungry.
Oh, you're hungry? Well, there's donuts. There's
no,
a whole box
no,
of...
No, no, no.
There's
no.
Orange juice. There's coffee.
I got a friend out there.
There's
oh.
a,
I bring her around. She's
there's a T-bone steak and...
Charlie, you know what you're gonna get. Five fingers.
Well, we can give you a delivery to take out to your friend, and we have the question, so you don't know it, right? You don't know. But I wish people would give them a really big hint so they'll call it.
Let's see. It's not Sandusky.
Yes, it is.
Holy.